Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. In brackets, by grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's amazing how in this portion of scripture you hear the word together three times. It first says that we have been quickened together with Christ. That means made alive together with Christ. And then it almost looks weird, but Paul writes right there, puts in brackets, by grace you are saved. And then he goes on to say, and you've been raised up together. And it also says you have been seated together with Christ. Why does Paul put the brackets, by grace you are saved? Because he realizes that the reader that is reading this is reading together with Christ. So that means Christ died how many ever years ago? Maybe 2,000 something years ago. And that was the together, that was the time. So what he's actually trying to say is that if you have been saved together with Christ at that stage, that means your good works had nothing to do with it. It is by grace that you are saved. Then he goes on to say, and you have been raised up together. So you've been made alive, raised up, and then seated together with Christ in heavenly places. My friend, I want to encourage you today. You are not seated on earth anymore. Your true identity is seated with Christ in heaven. If your true man, your true spiritual man, your true identity is already with Christ in heaven, how can that true man be a sinful man? It cannot. Otherwise, he doesn't belong in heaven. But the reason why Paul is putting this in brackets, he's saying, by grace you have been saved. The Lord has saved you. He long ago decided that you were going to be his child. He knew that you were going to respond to his call. And that's why the grace of God has everything to do with it and not your own goodness. Receive the grace of God, that freely given grace, and live from that place of experiencing the goodness of God, the favor of God on you, not because you are good, but because God has been good to you. Start rejoicing and start expecting the goodness of God to follow you, because by grace you are saved. You are highly favored and deeply loved.